Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh, the catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ken Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Lump reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kravitz. Landis moves to third. Fox moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Throneberry for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Kravitz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aparicio out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Johnson scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Tuttle scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Kravitz and he is safe. Fox steals second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Kravitz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shaw, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kravitz for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Torgerson moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Marty Cutina now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from Kravitz and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Minoso moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 3 in the game. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Kravitz moves to second. Dick Williams pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.